You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Tuesday. It's just a Tuesday. Nothing big. Just a Tuesday.
Just a Tuesday, guys. just a normal old Tuesday here.
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, that's Boomer, by the way. It's in case Boomer. You didn't already figure it out. Boomer on the board. Little man's game last night.
So yeah,
Charlene and I come to the game, and we're like hustling. Get home, change clothes real quick, run out there to the game. And we literally walk up to watch them shake hands and walk off the field. We're like, what just happened? Because they had to call the game.
Because little man's team kind of crushed them.
Kind of so. Like not even like stole their souls. I mean,
stole their souls.
So I mean, when I've never seen this. This is like 5 and 6 year old all star baseball, and your guys win 18-2 in 4 innings.
Yes, right. So they had fun. There was.
The only downside to that is Phil and Charlene
didn't get there in time.
Just, I mean, we're thinking, okay, we'll miss a few innings, but we'll be there.
Yeah.
We walk up and they're like, all right, shake hands, guys. All right. And then I hear the other parents going, shake it off, fellas. It'll be all right.
But it was fun, and thank you for coming. Because it meant a lot to us and little man.
Well, we were excited to be there. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you. No guest callers today. Intentionally, I looked at the level of material that I had, and I thought, you know what? We're just going to run with this, man. I got a full load, and it's going to be the kind of stuff that some of y'all are going to come in on, I have no doubt. So let's just hit that triple dipper.
The triple dipper. 3 stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. 3 stories, 3 themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, it's a cluster. I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's a cluster. The Ukraine strategy, do we have one? What is exactly our strategy with regarding to the war in Ukraine? Huh. Well, we're going to break that down in great detail. I got some thoughts on it, and we'll talk about some things that are happening. And yes, cluster munitions are now apparently part of it. And I'm just saying that the whole thing is just one big cluster. It's obvious that we have an administration that is not clear on what it means to lead. So yeah, there's number one of the triple dipper. It's a cluster. And we'll talk about that. All right, number two. Oh, you know the deal, right? So I hit those days where I'm resourcing the show and I'm like laughing 1 minute, slinging stuff the next. How in the world? How much wokeness can there be? And so, yes, indeed, I am going to have a pretty lengthy, a pretty robust plethora, buffet, a cornucopia of adventures in woke world. So stay tuned for that one is number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, dadgummit, we want our military back. We do. We want it back. They apparently do not know how to best employ it, grow it, sustain it, maintain it. We want our military back. I want back what my family has spent generations serving in. I want it back. I want it back to where it's supposed to be. I want war fighting and readiness and morale and discipline to be the thing. And right now, no, not so much. It's one big freaking petri dish of wokeness. So yeah, we'll talk about that. Number three on the triple dipper, we want our military back. All right, let me jump over here to my comments. And I'll start by just reminding you that I said yesterday that my plan is for each monologue this week to feature a movie as the backdrop, right? A movie to help make a point. And it's a storytelling style. I love doing that anyway, but it's what movies really are. Movies are stories. They often help to illustrate a key point or a piece of information. Movies are great because we can all identify with them. There's something unique about sitting through a 2-hour movie. Those of us who can't sit still for 2 hours for anything will get popcorn and hunker down in a chair and just sit there lost in a movie for the whole 2 hours. So yeah, I'm using them. I'm trying to use them all this week. My monologue backed up by movies. So today I'm headed down that road. Today, the movie is Gladiator. Now, I know that most of you have seen it, but let me go ahead and set the stage anyway. Russell Crowe played the part of Maximus, a general in the Roman army. And at the opening of the movie, we find him in the final moments before the last great battle of the Roman War to conquer the Germanic tribes. And one of the first scenes has Maximus, a battle-tested leader, walking the line of his troops, and as he approaches, the men would stand to their feet, turn to look at him, and they're just hoping that he'll kind of acknowledge him. You can see in their faces, he's going to look, is he going to say something to me? He pauses to greet several of them, and as he passes, each man says, "General, General, General, General." It's obvious he knows his men, and they know him. It's also obvious that he's composed and ready, and this is not his first battle. That one scene tells you that he apparently has the complete trust of those he leads, and that if he stripped off his rank, they would still follow him. But he's not just one who gives orders. He turns at one point to address his second command, and they both say to each other, "Strength and honor, strength and honor." And then he gets on his horse, and he rides out to meet his cavalry. You see, Maximus is a leader who believes in being at the front. He leads by example. He addresses his cavalry, and the first thing he does is lighten up the mood right before the battle, and then he rallies their pride, and he tells them to hold the line and stay with him. And when the battle commences, he and his cavalry ride in from the enemy's flank, and the whole time they're riding, you can hear Maximus yelling, "Hold the line! Stay with me!" The battle scene is epic, and it's hand-to-hand. And General Maximus is right smack in the middle of all of it. Well, what that series of scenes depicted was one of the two categories of leaders. You see, there's many people who are called leaders, and some of those who are people, though, who have earned it, who can lead without rank, who with great humility but yet great confidence will command the respect of others by their very nature. That's one of the categories of leaders, and that is certainly what we see in the character of Maximus. But you might think, well, I mean, Phil, he was still a general. They had to do what he said. And you'd be wrong. There's a scene later in the movie that solidifies that Maximus is a man who commands by virtue of having earned it. So as the movie develops, you may recall Maximus is sold into slavery. He becomes a gladiator, an expendable man, there for the entertainment of the masses. But in a short time, the other gladiators had come to acknowledge him as their leader. And in one scene, he stands to his feet in their jail cell, and he walks through his men to enter the arena. And as he walks the line of the other gladiators, each one of them acknowledges him, holds their sword up, and says, they called him Spaniard, and says, "Spaniard, Spaniard, Spaniard." No rank, no titles, but it was obvious that he was a leader by virtue of having earned it. Now, one other scene is used to describe the character of Maximus. There's a pivotal scene where he's called into Caesar's tent, and he's surprised to have Caesar tell him that he's dying and that he wishes to pass his title of emperor to Maximus. And he asks him, "Will you accept this great honor that I bestow on you?" And Maximus replies, "With all my heart, no." To which Caesar says, "Maximus, that is why it must be you." You see, the Caesar knew he had a man in Maximus who could not only lead, but who did not want power, who did not want all the trappings and the titles. And they don't meet leaders like that very often. So that's one type of leader. The other category of leader, though, is the one who holds a position of leadership simply because of their title. I've seen it. I'm sure you've all seen it. The guy who gets promoted because he knew somebody. The lady who stabbed everyone in the back to get to the top. The person whose title or rank or elected office made them a leader, but who had none of the respect or trust of those they've been appointed to lead. In the movie Gladiator, that character was Commodus, the son of the emperor. So born into royalty, he was a man of feckless self-interest. And we see him first when he rides into a royal wagon with his sister to see their father, the emperor. All that Commodus can talk about in that opening scene that we see him is that his father is dying and soon he'll be the emperor by virtue of his bloodline. Commodus also fancies himself a warrior, but he never shows up to battle. In fact, when they arrive at the site of his father's great victory, Commodus leaps from his comfortable wagon and he runs to his father saying, "Have I missed it? Have I missed the battle?" To which Caesar looks at him and says, "You have missed the war." Commodus is a man so self-absorbed and concerned with his appearances that he murders his own father in order to avoid losing the position that he believes is his right to have. He seized the position, but he never earned the respect. He never earned the trust. He was a leader solely by virtue of his position. So to try and secure that position, he gave the crowd things. He gave them entertainment, free bread, and he played with their emotions. Until the day came that he was face to face with Maximus again. Maximus, who had been stripped of his rank, his family had been executed, he had lost everything, but he was still the man who was the real leader, and he faced Commodus. And one of the main characters in the movie said a few scenes later, "Today I saw a slave become more powerful than the emperor of Rome." So here's the thing. The movie Gladiator is one of the best I've ever seen at depicting these two categories of leader. One who is a leader by nature, who commands by having earned it, who is humble and selfless and leads by example. And the other is the leader who leads by virtue of his title alone, or a position, or a birthright, without the respect of any, and who needs power to feel secure. So we're in election year, y'all, right now. And we're looking at just within the next 12 months plus, we're going to be selecting the next occupant of the Oval Office. And I believe that the current occupant of the Oval Office is a modern-day Commodus. Someone who felt entitled. Someone who commands little respect. Someone who inspires no one. And we cannot let that happen again. We need to see this country get back into its proper posture. And that takes leadership. Real leadership. The kind that is earned. The kind that is selfless. The kind that puts the people above himself. 2024, man, it can't get here fast enough. And we need to be examining every single candidate, every one of them. And I'm suggesting to you today that we need to use the Maximus standard. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, movie number two in the bag. And I hope you've seen it. And if you have not seen it, I'm just going to go ahead and question your manhood. All right? Even you women, I'll question your manhood. All that to say, it's an epic flick. I have used that to teach leadership in courses multiple times. I highly recommend it. But yes, there are two types of leaders, earned and entitled. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Boomer and I were just sitting here swapping quotes from Gladiator. Is that one of your favorites?
Oh yes, absolutely. One of my favorites.
Favorite scene.
Two favorite scenes. One of them you mentioned in the monologue, and that was when he is leading them into battle.
His cavalry?
Yes. At the very beginning, him and his dog are at the front running through. His dog's right there, you know?
His dog was bad.
And then he's like, hold the line, stay with me. I mean, that is just epic. I'm like just going right. I'm like, yes! And then the other scene is when he's in the Gladiator auditorium.
The arena.
And they call him out to take off his mask.
Whoa.
Take off his, his helmet. And then he looks right up at him and says, I can't quote it exactly.
Let's see if I can do it. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Yes.
General of the armies of the Norse.
Mm-hmm.
Commander of the Felix Legions. Loyal servant to the true emperor. Husband to a murdered wife, father to a murdered son, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Oh
my God,
man.
I just think I did
that.
I nailed it.
That was awesome.
Yeah, great movie. I mean, here's that one. I love the scene, too, when they're standing in the arena, him and the other gladiators, and they're going to stage the battle, the mock battle, and he's standing there, and he says, and it's right before that scene you're talking about with the naming, and he says, he said, if any of you served in the army, and one of the guys, and they didn't make anything out of it, he goes, I served with you at Vindobona. They knew who he was. I served with you at Vindobona. That was a battle, Vindobona.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks over, and he goes, you can help me. And then he says, we will do this if we can stand together. And then you see him, and then he gets on a horse later on in the arena, and he's yelling, single column, and everybody's like, they knew what to do. They're like, this is a whole new day in the Gladiators arena. Okay, I'm getting far too excited about this movie.
But it is fired, one to get excited
fired,
about.
Fired me up. The text lines are open, by the way, 833. I'm going to sit here all day and just quote scenes from Gladiator. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. What do we got here? JT from Lacey Springs says, kudos on today's choice. The peak point that I gather was backstabbing. It's always expected. The surprise is, who does the stabbing? Also, today will be two dippers, he says. He thinks the callers and the texters will dethrone and Shanghai the show. All right. Well, if that happens, it's because, brother, we're all in. That's all right.
Michael from Madison, Alabama.
Yeah.
Maximus, are you not entertained?
Oh, that was a good scene.
Oh, good scene.
Are you not entertained?
He throws a sword.
Okay. Whew. All right, Lord. Yeah, that was a good line. That was right after he just took out five guys in a row.
Yep.
Okay. I'm telling you, folks, listen, if you're having low testosterone, just watch Gladiator. You'll be fine. Mike from Coxie, Alabama. Leadership. It's the art of influencing and directing men in such a way as to obtain their willing obedience, confidence, respect, confident respect, and loyal cooperation in order to accomplish a mission. Sir. He says, I memorized that one many years ago. Squared away, Mike, and that is pretty spot on, brother. I like it. Ryan from Hazel Green, what else we got here? Well, yeah,
just, that is good.
He says, now I need to see Trump back in office just so he can call a press conference, say one thing, and walk away. Are you not entertained? Oh, we got a great audience. What else is there, Boomer? You see one?
Let's see here.
I'll grab Susan from Elkmont real quick.
All right.
Says, I'd say the current occupant is more of a Caligula. Mm. Well, there's that. Wow.
Let's see. Trina from Elkmont.
Yeah.
She says, my manhood and womanhood is secure. Chariot fight is my favorite and cry every time at the end. Chariot fight.
Chariots of fire or chariot fight? Was it? Oh, the chariot fight.
The chariot fight in the movie.
Oh, yeah. John from Huntsville says, Phil, your monologue was decent, but not your best. Okay. This is also, I got to be honest, saying, I'm a little upset with you and Boomer. It's usually Dale Jackson that makes me mad, but I'll get over it. Why? Don't know. Pray tell, what could we have possibly done to have angered our brother John? What else we got here? Kimball from Harvest. He says, when it comes to the White House or any key leadership position, it's no one's turn, Hillary Clinton. This is too important to leave to such a ridiculous standard. Anyone can easily sense a poor leader when they see one, but will they admit it? Agreed.
Did you happen to read Brian from Huntsville's?
I've not gotten that
yet. All right, so he says, use AI to wrap a right side ruffian T-shirt around Russell Crowe in his full armor. I don't need AI. I'll just do it myself, and we'll post it.
we'll just modify the quote. Commander of the Felix Legions, a true right side ruffian.
Yes.
Loyal servant to that. Everybody go, wait, what did he say? Right side ruffian. All right, listen, we got good stuff laid on for you, and I tend to agree with JT from Lacey Springs. I am not going to be a bit surprised to find y'all gaining control of this show. Call on in, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Ukraine for a bit, and it's a cluster. That's my title for it. We'll be right back.